This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Mike Adams here with a very important pandemic.news update for June 10th, 2020. A lot of fascinating and conflicting information coming out now about COVID-19 and the coronavirus, most notably the WHO, as I covered in a recent article in Natural News, admitting that there's virtually no spread of the disease through asymptomatic carriers. And as I wrote about in my article, that means the WHO just obliterated any argument for wearing masks, for social distancing, for lockdowns, or even for vaccines, because the whole premise, the whole argument behind those things was that we don't know who's spreading the disease because of asymptomatic carriers, meaning that people who don't show any symptoms could be super spreaders who are spreading the disease to others, and therefore we all have to wear masks, even if we think that we ourselves don't have the infection, we might inadvertently have it and not know it. And therefore, we all need to wear masks in order to protect the elderly and so on, and people who are vulnerable and immunocompromised and so on. Well, now, according to the WHO, all that's just thrown out the window. The WHO says that you can only spread it primarily if you show symptoms, which means you're sneezing or coughing or you have a fever. Well, if those are the only people who can spread the disease, we can spot those people. Just, hey, look, that dude's coughing. Get him out of the movie theater. You know, we can avoid those people. We can stay away from them until they heal. So that means we don't need to wear masks. Because if we are coughing ourselves, we don't go out in public, right? You would stay home if you're sick. I mean, hopefully you would. So there's no need to wear a mask thinking that you might accidentally have it and not know it. All right? So with this information coming out and me covering it, some people are a little bit confused about what's my position on coronavirus, because of course, all kinds of different interpretations all across the board. Some people think the whole virus is fake. Some people think there's no such thing as any virus, right? So there's a lot of different views. I wanted to record this to give you my best interpretation based on what we know now of what's real versus what's fake. And importantly, this is consistent with almost everything I've been saying all along, except that we now know the health authorities are even bigger liars than we ever thought, right? So that's the thing that's really new. But here's my best take on this. And this is just really a personal podcast from me to you to say this is the best knowledge and the best analysis that I've got right now. So number one, there's no question in my mind that the coronavirus is real, that it is a real virus, and that it was engineered in Wuhan, and that it was released probably on purpose as a bioweapon, and that the genetic sequencing of it does show that it had gain of function research, possibly genetically engineered, maybe selection in the lab, but they added in, you know, gain of function properties to really be transmissible through humans. There's no question about that in my mind. And that the virus does, in fact, spread through asymptomatic carriers. See, this is the thing. I think the WHO is lying. Even though we're gonna hold them to what they just said, that there's no spread through asymptomatic carriers, we're going to hold them to that and say, well, then why should we have vaccine mandates? Why should we be required to wear a mask? Why should we have lockdowns? But in truth, I think they're lying. I think this virus does spread asymptomatically. Otherwise, and here's the logic behind this, how did it spread on the Diamond Princess cruise ship in the early days? How is it being spread across United States Navy ships? How is it spreading in nursing homes and schools and public transportation and so on? How is it spreading so quickly in many, many countries around the world? Now, some people think it's not real. One way that I know that the virus is real, although again, there are many lies about it that the WHO and the CDC have been spreading. I'll talk about that. And yeah, I am convinced now that many of the deaths are being falsely attributed to COVID-19 in the United States. I'll talk about that. But the way I know this is real is I know people who have themselves lost their sense of smell and taste because of this infection. I know people who have had family members who have died from what appears to be this condition, with the symptoms of this condition. Now, granted, maybe they were actually killed by ventilators, but they presented to the hospital with symptoms of respiratory distress, you know, which we now know is more like hypoxia. They were probably killed by the ventilators, but they still did get infected with something, even though the doctors have the wrong standards of care, and maybe their lives could have been saved, probably could have been saved, with nutrition or even chlorine dioxide, you know. But there are people who have died. There are people who have lost their sense of smell and taste. There were really dead bodies in Ecuador, all over the streets of Guayaquil. I know because I still know people who live in Ecuador, and they were telling me that that's true. It's happening. There were 800 deaths a day in New York City, which is about double the normal daily deaths for that time of year from all causes. So here's what we really know for sure. We know something was killing hundreds of thousands of people from about mid-March to late April. I guess technically we can't say for sure that we know that that was this particular virus, but something was killing lots of people. There were a lot of excess deaths, even in places like New York City, and I don't believe that it would be possible to sign up doctors and nurses all around the world to fake all of those deaths. So the deaths were real. Something was killing them. The most likely culprit is coronavirus. Even though we're still being lied to by it, by the health authorities, and the virus is being weaponized in a sense, the lockdowns are weaponized in order to destroy our economy and so on. All of that is true, but these are not mutually exclusive ideas. In other words, the virus can be real, and at the same time, the globalists are using it to try to destroy our economy, enslave us, track us with surveillance tracking, and eventually kill us off with vaccines. All of those things can be true simultaneously. Just because we're being lied to about certain elements of this by the WHO, which is run by the communists, doesn't mean that the virus wasn't real. I'm convinced, my best assessment is that the virus is real. It did kill a great many people. Some of those people did not need to die. And yes, in the United States in particular, some of the normal deaths were categorized as COVID-19 deaths, but that incentive, which is a Medicare incentive, does not exist in Italy, Spain, France, the UK, Brazil, Mexico, Germany, Russia, you know, all these other places. So there's a surge of deaths in Brazil, Mexico, and Russia right now, countries that do not have this under control. And I don't believe that they're faking this. I don't think there's a way to organize all these different nations of the world to fake all of these deaths. So something is killing people all around the world. The big surge was like, you know, mid-March through the end of April. But now the slow climb of deaths is happening in countries like what I just mentioned, Mexico, Brazil, Russia, for example. So this thing is real. At the same time, we have been lied to by the authorities about what works to stop it. So this is a very important distinction to share with you. Again, just to reiterate, the virus is real in my assessment, very real, infecting and killing a lot of people. But we've been lied to about what works to stop it. We were falsely told that hydroxychloroquine doesn't work. We were falsely denied access to information about zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D due to the censorship of the tech giants, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Google and so on, maliciously censoring information about natural cures, even chlorine dioxide or even any mention of colloidal silver or any mention of antioxidants or any mention of homeopathy or herbs or, you know, UV light treatments or whatever. They censored all that to make sure that more people got infected and died. But the only way for them to accomplish more deaths is if the virus is real, you see. So the virus is real, and they censored information about what could work to stop it. So instead of allowing people to learn that you could take zinc, you could take vitamin C, you know, to boost immune function, you could take vitamin D to support normal immune function, you could use nutrients just to be a healthier person in a general sense. Instead of allowing people to do that, they censored all that. They rigged the fake trials to discredit hydroxychloroquine that the Lancet had to retract because they fabricated all the data. by the way, from that company called Surgisphere, just should be called like Fraudosphere or something, that was run by this porn model and a science fiction writer. That's who fabricated all that data. So they did that. They faked all the news to say hydroxychloroquine wouldn't work. And they did all this in order to clear the way for the vaccine. So they, in other words, they denied people access to things that could have worked to save lives because they, the people in charge, the people running the media, the people running the big tech industry and so on, and big pharma, they wanted to make a fortune off of a vaccine or even this remdesivir drug, which turns out to be worthless, by the way. And so they rigged everything. But at the same time, the Democrats wanted to destroy President Trump, right? So they wanted economic damage. They wanted to create basically an economic holocaust of sorts, which they successfully did by saying that, oh, we have to have lockdowns that extend for months, months. Now, you may recall in early March, I called for the first lockdowns. It's very early in this. And I said at the time, we need to stop public travel, you know, airlines. We need to lock things down temporarily to stop the exponential spread. And I said that should be about 28 days max. 28 days is all you need max. And now we know in retrospect, we only really needed about 14 days. So we could have done this in 2 weeks. Instead, the Democrats weaponized the lockdowns. And they said, at first it was like, we're going to flatten the curve. And then they said, no, we're going to crush all human freedom. And then eventually they said, no one's going to be free until we have a vaccine. Remember all that? So the Democrats took this lockdown idea, which actually did stop the spread of this for the first, you know, 2 to 4 weeks. They took it and then said, ah, this is a way that we can destroy Trump, destroy the U.S. economy, crush the stock market, create massive poverty. And they just ran with that. So they weaponized it and turned it into a punishment, an enslavement system. For months, months of lockdowns, you know, starting in mid-March, now to this day, here we are in June, still lockdowns going by these Democrats because they want to cause maximum economic damage. So that's where we've been lied to, just for starters. But the very basis of this was, well, you can't have people in restaurants and movie theaters and gyms and bars because there might be asymptomatic carriers who are spreading this. Which now that we know the WHO says that almost never happens. So now there's no more argument for having a, you know, 25% capacity rule for your local restaurant or a 50% capacity. Or how about how they shut down churches, but they left open the brothels and the whorehouses or whatever they call them these days. you could go hire prostitutes, but you couldn't go praise God, you know? Because they're Democrats, they're demons. So this is the society that they want. That to them, you know, aborting babies, for example, is critical infrastructure. You got to be able to kill your baby, otherwise the world would end. You know, got to be able to kill your baby. And you got to be able to hire prostitutes or, you know, whatever, your gay male escort buddy or whatever you're into. I mean, they're Democrats after all. But no churches, no outdoor concerts, no movies, no restaurants, no shopping at the mall. Not that anybody does that anymore, but, you know. So it was all very selective and punitive, and we were lied to the entire time. Now, what I find striking about this is we are probably going to have a second wave. Now, what I mean by that is, and I guess time will tell, right? The virus has not gone away. Even though a lot of people, especially in independent media, are now basically acting as if the virus is now permanently gone forever. I believe it isn't. I think that infections are coming back at some level, although I do know now how we can all beat this very simply, I think, with just nutrition and some common sense, frankly. So I think we can beat the second wave, but there's no question in my mind that there is a second wave coming back because the entire system continues to make sure that people are nutritionally deficient and immunocompromised, and that the truth about how to beat this is being censored by the tech giants. So big tech is making sure that people don't have good information, and then the fake news mainstream media is out there, I think, deliberately saying that, oh, you don't need to worry about infections as long as you join Black Lives Matter. So go on out and protest, and you're immune to the coronavirus. In fact, we should praise George Floyd for being the cure for the COVID-19 pandemic. Apparently, George Floyd cured COVID. That's pretty amazing, given that he doesn't know anything about science or medicine. I'm not saying he deserved what happened to him. And some people believe that that whole situation has been rigged and faked, whatever. You can look into that on Brighteon.com videos. There's a lot of analysis there. I'm not saying that anybody deserves to be killed by police. That's murder. But according to the media, George Floyd cured COVID-19. Because if you join a George Floyd protest, you are now immune, according to the media. Oh, and according to the same doctors and nurses that were berating those Michigan white protesters who were protesting the lockdowns. Remember the ones who were walking around with their AR-15s strapped on their chests? And they were totally peaceful, by the way. They weren't shooting the state capitol. They're just walking around, you know, with their firearms. And they were totally peaceful. But the media went berserk over that. Said, oh my God, they're going to get millions of people killed because they're not wearing masks. You know? And so it turns out that the media is, in effect, encouraging this virus to be spread among Black people. Yes, Black people. That's right. And I know that the Black Lives Matter protests are not only Black people, but there are plenty of Black people in the Black Lives Matter protests. And that's who the media is now telling, don't take any precautions. Don't worry. You can go out and protest. George Floyd cured COVID-19. You can now, you know, your right to speak through violence, that's what they say, is now more important than any precaution that we ever had about the coronavirus. So let me get this straight. If you're white protesters, you're putting everybody's lives in danger. If you're Black protesters, you are the champions of human freedom and society, even though the virus doesn't know your skin color, does it? The virus can't tell if it's infecting a white person or a Black person or someone who's 12% Black, you know, 88% white or whatever. Virus doesn't do the math. Virus isn't even alive. So the media is lying to us, but they're encouraging Black people especially to go out and get infected. Why is that? Well, the answer will become instantly clear when you realize that Melinda Gates of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, you know, the rich white depopulation pushers who fund infertility experiments in Africa, that Melinda Gates comes out and she says, well, we need to make sure that people of color get the vaccine first. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that these rich white globalist billionaires who are always talking about how to blast a Black man's scrotum to disable his sperm or how to cause infertility in women, and they're pushing vaccines as a form of reducing the global population? You know, Bill Gates, in his TED speech, he's like, yeah, if we do a good job on vaccines, we could kill off 10 to 15% of the world population. Well, which 10 to 15% do you think he's talking about? It's the Black 10 to 15%. It's the Black people. And then right on time, Melinda Gates comes out and says, well, Black people need the vaccine first. Well, technically, she said doctors need it first, and then Black people need it second. So think about this. These are depopulation eugenicists. These are genocide pushers. But they want to say they care so much for Black people that they're going to make sure Black people get the vaccines, you know, high priority, ahead of white people. Why do you think that is? Could it be because the vaccines are designed to achieve depopulation? Could it be the vaccines contain, strands of messenger RNA that are programmed to hijack the body's cells to overtake the protein synthesis to build proteins that cause Black people's bodies to turn on themselves, causing an epidemic of autoimmune disorders in Black America? Could that be? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Race-specific genetic weapons disguised as vaccines. So you see, now the entire narrative makes perfect sense, you see. They said, Black people, go out and protest. You don't need to worry about spreading the virus. And the WHO says, don't worry, there's no asymptomatic spread. So the rioters are all supported. Meanwhile, the virus, which is real, is replicating. It's spreading among who? Black protesters. So that when the vaccine is available, there's going to be a lot of infected black people to justify the mandates, the vaccine mandates, the door-to-door contact tracing, the surveillance, a knock on your door. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Black. Have you had the vaccine yet? We've made it available just for you. You are the priority people to get this wonderful, wonderful vaccine that's been funded by rich white globalists who care about you so much that they want to eliminate 10 to 15% of the people on the planet. But if you resist, if you say no, we're just going to take you away to a FEMA quarantine camp, Mr. and Mrs. Black. How's that sound? Because that's what's happening. That's the agenda. You see how it all makes sense, right? The whole thing. The WHO lying and saying it doesn't spread anymore. All during the riots, just during the riots. The engineering of the death of George Floyd, the timing of it, I think, is engineered. I'm not saying that his death was faked, just that the timing was planned. The Obama Foundation, knowing in advance. Yes, they did have that photo on Twitter. They used the Twitter validator on May 17th for that photo. Even though some people were saying, no, the photo changes retroactively in the history of Twitter. No, they validated that photo on May 17th before they released it publicly. They had the photo of George Floyd. They knew in advance because the whole thing was planned in advance. It was all rigged and staged in order to create the spread of the pandemic among black people and achieve other aims too, such as economic chaos, anarchy, you know, political calls for Trump to resign, all these other things. It's a multifaceted agenda. It achieves many things all at once. But the biggest thing they're trying to achieve is, and let me be sure not to misspeak here, to kill, they want to kill black people. That's their goal. They want to exterminate black people. Now, I don't know about you, but if I were a black American right now hearing this, I might be tuning in to, you know, Farrakhan or somebody. Don't take that the wrong way. I understand Farrakhan has said a lot of anti-Semitic stuff before, and I'm not endorsing him or anything. And I don't like people spewing hatred about Jews or anybody or about blacks or anybody. But you know where Farrakhan is right? Farrakhan knows, and talking about the whole Nation of Islam group, the Nation of Islam group, they have more truth about the rich white genocide agenda against blacks than probably any other group. In other words, the Nation of Islam group, they are more aware and enlightened about the genocide that is targeting black people in America and around the world. Again, just to be clear, I'm not endorsing everything that they've ever said. I'm not a member of, you know, Nation of Islam or whatever, but you should take this seriously because here I am, a quote, white guy, a scientist, a published scientist, an award-winning journalist. Yeah, I mean, I'm censored and smeared everywhere, but I am here telling you the truth that Nation of Islam, you know, Louis Farrakhan, he's been right about some very important things, such as the genocide against black people. And he's not wrong about that. It is real. The agenda is right out in the open when you see Melinda Gates saying, let's take these experimental vaccines and let's prioritize people of color to receive them. And then you see all the contact tracing rolled out and the iPhones and the Android and the drones and all the surveillance of the citizens and all the, you know, all the disarmament in the inner cities. And then all these rich white people who live behind their gated communities and their private security guards saying, let's abolish the police in the inner cities so that young black children have no choice but to join gangs. Because gangs are the only functioning, you know, structure of enforcement once you take away the police. It's just gangland. So you got these rich white Hollywood assholes running around saying, let's take away police protections from young black children. And let's disarm the upstanding law-abiding black fathers and mothers by taking away their Second Amendment rights so nobody can defend themselves against the gangs in these cities. I mean, think about this. They want to take away your guns They want to take away your police. And again, these are mostly rich white liberals demanding all this crap. People who have never grown up in a slum or lived with gang violence right next door. How can they know, right? And then they're saying, and guess what? We're going to go door to door and surveil you and make sure that you take your vaccine, a vaccine that has your name on it because you're black. That's right. Going to have a whole batch of vaccines that's just labeled for black people. It's going to be like the genocide lot of vaccines. You know, here it is. Oh, lot number, you know, KKK123, whatever the lot number is going to be. It's going to be the genocide. It's going to be the anti-human, anti-black, you know, vaccine. Oh, and by the way, don't forget, these same Democrats, they said the abortion centers are critical infrastructure too, right? The abortion centers so they could kill more black babies during the pandemic where they're infecting more black people to line up everybody to inject more black people with more anti-black vaccines. We might as well just call KKK, you know, Vaccine Industries Inc. or whatever. You know, the vaccine should come with like a white hood, a little pointy hood on it with two eye holes cut into it. They should just have, you know, to be consistent, they should just have like the vaccine enforcers should just be dressed as Klansmen. You know, at least that would generate the appropriate reaction from the black communities, like, holy shit, Klansmen are coming with vaccines. That would be a more accurate depiction because that might get people, you know, alerted. It's like, maybe we should resist these people. You know, it's a Klansmen with vaccines. It's not, they're not coming for you with, you know, whips and chains. They're coming for you with Bill Gates medicine. That's what it is. And they're going to tell you it's good for you. It's good for you. Special lot just for black people. Yep, that's what's coming. Have no illusions, folks. Have no illusions about this. And by the way, I risk my life every day just to say this. Did you know that? I risk my life every day. And, you know, I don't usually just brag about my own personal situation, but I've undergone thousands of hours of training with combat veterans, special forces, law enforcement over the years, to become highly proficient in weapon systems just to be able to defend myself against all of the censors and deep state people that they try to send after people like me for daring, because I'm daring to warn Black America about the coming genocide. I would be like the person who grew up in Germany trying to warn the Jews about the coming Holocaust, you know, in 1937 or whatever. And the Hitlerian leaders of the Third Reich would be trying to take me out because I'm trying to warn the Jews, you know? Or today, I'm trying to warn Black Americans about what's coming. I mean, look, I don't care what your own racial biases are, whatever, that's up to you. For me, I support all lives, all human beings. That's why I've said from a very authentic, genuine place, not a snarky place, not satire, I have said as a principle that all human lives matter, Black lives included, you know, Jewish lives included, white lives, Asian lives, you know, Palestinian lives included. I'm sick and tired of all the hate and all the genocide, mostly being carried out by these rich white globalist billionaires, and the fact that they do this through medicine. It's demonic. It's not just insidious. It's not just criminal. It's demonic. I mean, if they really want to kill off a bunch of us, at least they should be honest and just come at us with guns so we would have a chance, you know? We would know. Look, they're coming at us with guns and mortars and tanks. But no, they try to trick you by coming at you with vaccines. Door to door with their little public health enforcers. Oh, hello, Mr. Jones. We're just here to make sure that you take your vaccine, special lot number just for you. You're African American, aren't you? Oh, this vaccine's gonna work really well for you. It's been specially engineered to help black people have better immunity. Roll up your sleeve. Might as well say pull down your pants and bend over. That's what they're doing. You see, I'm sick of these globalists like Bill Gates pretending to be good people when they are demons in human form. They're demons. And yet they pretend to be the ones that, oh, that we love humanity so much. We want everybody to be safe and everybody to be immune. Meanwhile, the UN vaccines given to women in Kenya found to be laced with infertility chemicals by the Kenyan Catholic Bishops Association. They all freaked out. I was like, oh my God, we found these vaccines just making young black women infertile. And they're all having spontaneous abortions. I wonder why that is. Well, they sent them to the lab, found out they're all laced with infertility chemicals. Wow, you think that's just random chance? No, it was formulated into the vaccines because vaccines are not designed to achieve immunity from anything. Vaccines are a vehicle through which globalists achieve depopulation. That's the bottom line truth. And you got to ask yourself the question, who do they want to depopulate? And I've covered this 1,000 times, but even under President Richard Nixon, you've heard me say this before, science advisor Lee Dubridge told Richard Nixon, reported in the New York Times, that they should lace all the food that America is exporting to Africa should all be laced with infertility chemicals. That was 1971. Basically, the science advisor to President Nixon was basically saying, kill them inwards. I mean, I'm not going to say it, but you can imagine it. Kill them inwards over there in Africa by just having chemicals in the food supply. That shit was in 71. They've just gotten a lot more sophisticated since then. Now it's in vaccines. Now they can engineer a bioweapon to release that is a very deadly weapon that corrals everybody into demanding vaccines. Now they can make money while they're killing you by having stock market gains in the companies that make the vaccines. I mean, see, this is the real difference. Back in World War II, when the Germans were rounding up the Jews, it cost Germany a lot of money. Investors didn't really make money off of rounding up the Jews and putting them in gas ovens and exterminating them and running the concentration camps. That actually cost Germany a lot of money. Well, today, the genocide against blacks is making profits for the rich Wall Street bankers because they can roll out IPOs for the vaccine companies. They can do press releases. They can issue new public offerings of shares like Moderna just did. You know, another $1.2 billion in public shares. They can get rich while they're carrying out genocide. See, that's the new sophistication where, you know, the demonic modern man has become way more advanced than Nazi Germany. In Nazi Germany, at least the Jews could see the Germans coming. The Jews would be like, they're coming with guns. They're going to kill us. Maybe we should fight back with hammers and crowbars or whatever they had because they gave up their guns too. Now it's so sophisticated, you don't even see them coming because it's your doctor or it's your neighborhood, you know, vaccine enforcer team that's all, you know, socially virtue signaled correctly to say how much they love people of color. And they've got like blue and green hair. Oh, it's a bunch of progressive transgenders with needles that are coming for you now. So it's all lovey-dovey, but it's the same thing. They want you dead. It's the same thing. It's just more sophisticated. And now they can get you to volunteer. I mean, they had a hard time dragging Jews into the ovens, you know, because people tend to resist that. But today, a lot of people roll up their arms and take that shot. And they'll even thank them for it. Sometimes they'll even pay for it. So we have a COVID-19 vaccine for you, lot number KKK123, just for black people. It's $20. You got to pay us $20. A lot of black folks will say, oh yeah, we want that vaccine. We heard on CNN that that's really good for black people. Roll up their arm, get injected. 6 months later, dead from cancer or autoimmune disorders or infertile, can never have offspring. Bill Gates' agenda achieved. That's how it's going to work now. Way more sophisticated. And the vaccine company be making money at the same time that they're killing your people. No joke. That's how they do it. So if you want the truth about this, the very few places you can get it. After I was banned by YouTube, I launched a free speech video platform called brighteon.com, brighteon.com, brighteon.com. Brighteon.com has all kinds of speech. Some of it is highly offensive. You know, it's all free speech. I'm sure there's some channels on there that are bigots, but you know, but it's free speech. You can check out the truth there and you can hear all my podcasts there as well. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. I pray for all of you, all of my brothers and sisters who are every race, color, nationality, and even sexual orientation. I pray for all of you that we can survive this and beat these globalists who are in the death science industry. May we survive them. May we defeat them. Thank you for listening.